I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It just makes so much sense that this is the way that they want to try and grow the game. And then you could take it even a step further. I know it's obviously different, but think about the explosion of 7-on-7 football in different parts of the country and just showcasing talent, right? That's that's why wide receivers are so good now, right? Because like they have those options of 7-on-7 football. So I feel like these are the ways to try and feed the beast that is the NFL. And I commend them for not getting complacent. I think about the interview we did with Mike North several months ago about the NFL schedule. And he said, it wasn't that long ago that Major League Baseball was king. And now think about the way that we view Major League Baseball compared to the way we think about the NFL. I think this is their way of trying to get out in front of it, being proactive and trying to put their athletes on these stages that they're not normally on, right? Like I vividly remember we were sitting, I was with Matt Parrino, and we went to so this flag over my shoulder is Fulham FC in London. It's a Premier League soccer team. We went the day before the Bills played in London to watch a game there, a Premier League game. And we're sitting there, and there's all of these Fulham fans around us, of course. We're at their home stadium. And we're like, hey, we're from the United States. We're here for work. We're here covering an American football game. Who are the best players on the Fulham team? And they looked at us like we had three heads. They're like, how do you not know who the best players on the Fulham Premier League soccer team are?
Right,
and I was
like,
I don't know. And they're like, oh, that's one of our best players. He's American. You definitely know him, right? And I was like, no, I don't. You could be sitting next to me. I'd have no idea. Once that conversation ended, they're like, oh, what team in the National Football League do you cover? We said, the Buffalo Bills. They straight-faced said, any players on that team we would have heard of? And we were like, you ever heard of Josh Allen? They're like, nope. So I was like, whoa, like that's crazy. So think about it.
Would they have heard of Christian Wade, by the way?
Probably not. I don't know. But you think about that, right? Like for as big as the NFL is, the world is a really, really big place.
Yes.
So this is an opportunity to now get your National Football League superstars on the world showcase for some people who might not know that they exist.
All right. So last question on this. If the 2028 Olympics were in Europe or Asia, not in LA, do you think the NFL does this?
I feel like this softens the, it's an easier lift. It's an easier
no
way,
doubt.
Right? Like,
I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it just lined up, right? If it was somewhere else, I think you'd be debating it, but I don't think today all of a sudden, hey, it's happening. It might take a couple more years to really decide, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Who, anybody else you think of as like a slam dunk, even just like in the league player to play on this team for Team USA?
Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase were the two that I were like, yeah, those guys were probably on this team just from.
I mean, actually looking at Ashton Jeanty maybe right now, like coming into the league, the dynamic running back, you know, for the
probably
Raiders.
Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like you're still talking about a player absolutely at the beginning of his career. So we don't know what that turns into. Max Hairston's an interesting one just because of pure speed, right?
Yeah. That's right. Like, exactly.
That's disgusting. If he's good, like he's got a chance to make this team.
All right. So speaking of global games, I'm going to read this quote to you from Roger Goodell. This comes from CNBC today. Very interesting. He spoke with, you know, he's at the owners' meetings and he spoke with a reporter from CNBC. He said, I do see 16 regular season games, meaning international, 16 international games, regular season. And I do think that will happen in the very near future within 5 years, probably.
Yeah.
Matt, they're playing 7 right now this year. Roger Goodell says, I see 16 happening within the next 5 years. Let's do the math.
16.
We all know what that means.
Every
team.
Every team is going to play one international game. And
I also think, by the way, he didn't say this. I think this is going to be in conjunction with an 18-game season.
Yeah. Wow. Man, talk about a tough sell to the NFLPA of there's going to be so much more money to be made, right?
Yes.
But it's like not only are we asking you to play another game, we're also asking you to travel overseas or to like Australia or something to go play one of these games. Yeah, we'll shorten the preseason to 2 weeks, but this is what we're putting on the table. Like, that seems like a little bit of a lofty expectation. So it's going to happen. I've always thought the 18-game schedule is a matter of when, not if.
Yes.
So I feel like we're trending in that direction, and Roger Goodell saying that clearly makes me think that he's pretty confident that that's going to get across the finish line at some point. That's just so incredible.
You know, I mean, look, I tweeted out that quote, and of course the responses are, and it's not wrong, like, oh my God, the greed and the money and all of that, and it's just what the NFL needs. But look, it's exactly what the NFL wants, though. Yes. I mean, you're not slowing down the train, folks. You know, and it's not going to, there was a theory that the NFL would just cannibalize itself by playing on all these different nights, and Thursday night and Sunday night and Monday night. That hasn't happened, Matt. That the sport is as healthy as ever when it comes to, you know, financial wherewithal and people watching it. It's just, that's the reality.
People can't get enough.
That's right.
People cannot get enough. I remember hearing once that if you just put the schedule release in a show, like before there were all the leaks and everything, if you just put a show of just announcing the schedule, it would do a higher rating than any other sporting event that was on television that exact same night. And that's just announcing when the games are going to be played the following season. So
yes,
I'm just like, they're trying to continue to dominate, and it feels like they're taking steps in that direction.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.